This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. And I think over the last couple days, based upon our response, I've been rattling some people's minds. So we're going to rattle it a little bit more. We've been answering the question because our overall subject, I don't want to lose sight of this because right now we're focusing on one part, but let's remind ourselves where we're going. We're talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And in the midst of this, we talked about how God is love and about it's not enough just to know about the love of God. You got to believe it. But right now, we're answering the very logical question of if God is a God of love, if God is a good God, then why is there suffering and birth defects in the earth? Stuff, anything like that, right? Why do bad things happen? Because, I mean, goodness gracious, every time there's a hurricane, every time, oh, God was doing that. Come on, man. Come on. He goes on here and he says, we've been talking about with the, going back to the very beginning where God gave man dominion. And we've been talking about that these people who go around saying God is in control of everything, that that is not true, that that is a fallacy. I mean, overall, yes. Overall, yes, we will eventually end up exactly where God said we would end up. But as far as we can look at our own personal lives and say that God is not in control because we have acted contrary to what we knew God wanted us to do. And this kind of goes back to the beginning. Once again, we're in Genesis chapter. We'll start in 1, just read it briefly. 1, he said, let us, in verse 26, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over basically everything. Then in Genesis chapter 2, he says in verse 15 that it is man's responsibility to tend and keep the garden, in other words, to have dominion. And even so much so that starting in verse 19, he has Adam name all the animals because man is now in charge of the earth. Now, he also warns him. He said, there's two trees in the garden. One of them you should never eat from, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't ever eat from that. And the day you eat of it, you will surely die. Now, man had the right to choose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because he did. And he chose to do that. So, if you're saying God is in control, he wasn't even in control of Adam, right? Because Adam acted completely contrary to the warning. You cannot say that God is evil. You cannot say that God causes hurt because God actually said, do not touch that. In the day you eat of that, death is going to show up. Well, remember this, that sin entered the world and death through sin. You have made him to have dominion over all the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Who has dominion in the earth? Man does. Man does. You were made to be the under ruler here on the earth. You know, the scripture says that Satan is the god of this world. How did he become that? Because man was, for lack of a better term, god of this world. And he gave, now he was not the god. I want to be clear. He was kind of like the way it describes Jesus, the king of kings and the lord of lords, right? Jesus is king of kings. Well, the Bible says you've been made a king and a priest. So you might be a king and a priest, but you still have a king. Sarah called Abraham Lord, but he still had a Lord. It's the same thing. Man might have been the god of this world, but he still had a God, Almighty God. But that's how Satan became the god of his world, because Adam gave him his authority. When Adam chose to serve Satan and obey Satan rather than God, Satan obtained mankind's authority. But this was what God intended. Now again, he says this, he says, you've given him all the divine works of your hands. Verse 3, it says that, what are the heavens? The work of your fingers. Well, that's your hands, right? This is the reason that another place in Scripture it says that man could name the stars. Why? Because man was given dominion. And it says here, you have put all things under his feet. So why are their children starving in Africa? Because the man that was created will not feed him. He will not use the capacity. He would rather choose wealth. And listen, there's nothing wrong with money. It's in all how you use it. And then another part is, well, why are there birth defects? Why does God allow that? Because there became a day that your great-grandpappy, my great-grandpappy, decided to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then the day that he ate of it, he died spiritually. That's the ultimate death. What happens with this body is not the ultimate death. But he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that day he died. He brought death unto himself. And the day that he did that, death began to work in man's body. Now, he still lived several hundred more years after that, because he wasn't used to dying. And so his body, that death that was working in him, had to work its way out. Okay, because originally man was spiritually alive. When he chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and disobey God, he died spiritually. So now on the inside of him was death. Okay, well, that death began to affect his physical form. And this shouldn't surprise us. Proverbs warns us that a man that has a broken spirit, it's rottenness to his bones. It corrupts you and all of these things. This shouldn't be a surprise. But when man chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he began to have the knowledge of good and evil, when he began to he already had the knowledge of good. When he began to have death working in himself, it began to destroy his flesh. And eventually it showed up in birth defects. It showed up, people say, well, they were born that way. Well, yeah, they were born that way, but that doesn't mean it was the will of God. Because the will of God was that man never eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that death never enter the earth. That means that it was the will of God that God never, that there never be a birth defect, that there never be anything like that. That was the will of God. Because he told him that at the beginning, this is what you should do. Come on, man. We need to quit telling people that God is in control and that all these things are his fault. And you're telling God is in control, and so you see these children that are starving, well, then it must be God's fault, and then you can't say God is good. God was a good God and is a good God. God is love, but out of his love, he gave man responsibility. Well, God can do anything, and why doesn't he just change it? No, God can't do anything. Because even though he is all-powerful, even though he is omnipotent, he still limits. The minute he gave his word, he begins to limit himself. Let me put it this way, okay? I've only got a few more minutes here, I think. Actually, I don't have time to get into this today. We'll get into it tomorrow, okay? But let me put it this way. When God gives promise, he limits himself, okay? If God says this is the way he's going to do it, because he's a God of integrity, he doesn't violate his own word. And we'll get into that tomorrow. But we need to quit thinking that everything that's going on in life, every hurt, every tornado, everything is God. No, it isn't. It all goes back. It was the will of Adam. It was the will of Adam that he chose death. Now, he might not have wanted the results of it, but that doesn't change the fact that he still chose death. And from the day he chose death, death has been working in this planet. And it was never the will of a good God, a loving God. He tried. He told man what to do to avoid it, but man wouldn't. We got to quit blaming God for this, because there's people going to hell because they've been told that all this hurt is this God. And honestly, based upon what they said, I would run from him too. But God isn't like that. From the very, very beginning, God wanted good for man. God loved man. God only wanted to help man. But man chose a different path, and man had the right to choose because man had dominion. Tune in tomorrow. We'll say some more startling things.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please Him, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a special